Hey y'all, my name's Jen. I'm a health and life coach on a mission to empower women in this season I call the messy middle. We believe it's never too late to dream your wildest dreams and to build lives freed from the shoulds and have-tos. Here, we talk to ourselves like we do our girlfriends and our sisters and daughters. I will share stories and resources with lots of encouragement and a little bit of tough love to drive you toward action. In this podcast, we talk about everything: career, relationships, motherhood, and health. So grab your sneakers and let's go, because she's wild and freed. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of She's Wild and Freed. I'm your host, Jen, and I am excited to dive into the topic today. What we are going to be talking about is a piece of my Total Transformation program. So if you listened a couple episodes ago, I shared the exact structure of what we will go through each week when we work together during the health coaching sessions. And I wanted to talk about the very first part of the coaching program. And that is simply asking you as the client, what's going well? And this is such an important place to start in any kind of program that you might be in, is not only celebrating you and your accomplishments from the previous week, but really just talking through and starting off on a positive note. It really sets the tone for the session we're about to have together. And even if you come in stressed or feeling a little down because you didn't take the action you wanted to last week, or not exactly what you thought you would do, this is an opportunity to not only celebrate what you did do, but also just talk about what's going well in your life. It doesn't have to be what we're working on in the program. It can be anything that's going well. And, you know, some of you may think, well, I already do that. I focus on the positive. I look for blessings in my life. I have a gratitude practice. What does that have to do with my health? Or I'm still falling short from the health goal that I set for myself. You also may be thinking, well, yeah, but I'm still holding on to these 15 pounds that I want to lose. And I'm eating healthy and exercising. Or I just can't seem to get started. I feel stuck. First, amazing. Let's focus on the fact that you are living out positivity in your life. You are practicing gratitude. And generally just focusing on what's going well. That's amazing. So whatever it is that you're doing, just remember to start off with really acknowledging what you are doing well, what is going well in your life. Maybe it's a tiny little moment that you've had. Maybe it's been a rough day, but you can certainly seek out those things that are going well. And then, you know, if you're falling short of your goal that you want to accomplish, or you're just not quite seeing the results or the things that you want, you know, it's not something to feel down about or defeated. Certainly we can feel that way, and that's natural, but it's really your opportunity to assess and reflect on why you want to make the change, and then what it is that maybe is getting in your way or slowing you down, and just reassessing, shifting your thought process so that you can achieve that goal. So I'm bringing these things up because working with a health coach may be exactly what you need at this point. As a coach, I reflect back to you, my client, and help you see what you're saying or what may be missing in your habits or your daily life. And we talk about what you truly want. What's important about that? What having that thing, whether it be losing 20 pounds, lower cholesterol, better sleep, less stress, a fulfilling career in relationships, what having that will do for you. And we dig deep into your why. What motivates you to do that thing? And having someone like a coach ask you those clarifying questions or probing a little bit into what you're saying or experiencing gives you another perspective or just a different way to look at the situation. And it can be just the thing that helps you move forward, or it can help you break through that plateau you've been experiencing, or just that general feeling of being stuck. So why not take the first step and schedule a discovery call with me? This is your call to action. This is your time to just see what it would be like. It's 60 minutes or 1 hour, totally free. There's no cost to having a discovery call. And again, the benefits to exploring what may be keeping you stuck or getting in your way will help you move forward toward inevitable success. So one of the things I said a moment ago was, motivation, or I'm just not feeling motivated, or how do I get the motivation? And here's the thing. The thing about motivation is it's not about motivation. I'm not necessarily motivated to go out for a walk, but I have a dog who's right there saying, looking at, well, not saying anything, but looking at me and expecting me to do that with her. And it's become a habit. Think about the habits you have in your life. Brushing your teeth, having your morning coffee, saying a prayer before a meal, listening to a podcast on your walk or in the car, watching TV at night. What motivates you to do those things? Are those things that you even think about, or it's just what you do throughout the day? Hey guys, I am quickly interrupting today's episode, which I hope you're finding some things that resonate with you. But I wanted to remind you of the podcast partner, and that's Hugh Kitchen. Hugh is a family-founded chocolate and snacking company focused on creating products that match ultra-simple ingredients with unbeatable taste. And I can personally vouch for that unbeatable taste. I love their dark chocolate products and definitely have a little treat some nights when I'm looking for something sweet but also satisfying. Hugh is built on a strong mission to help people get back to human. Hugh also uses simple, real, and responsibly sourced ingredients because that's what's best for the health, welfare, and happiness of humans. This really resonates with me, and the reason why I brought them on as a partner. All of Hugh's products are grain and gluten-free, dairy-free, refined sugar-free, and aren't heavily processed. So go check out the link in the show notes. You can also go to my website, Freed Coaching Co., and check out the link there to see what their products are about or see if something looks tasty to you that you want to try out. Would love to hear your feedback, and thanks for checking out our partner. That's because they're habits. We talked about habits in a previous episode, or these are the things that free our brains up so we can think about other things, and then we just do. It habits are what we do. It's who we are. So building healthy habits, and those that you create to allow you to live in your truth, to be the person you were put on this earth to be, to love your body, to move in a way you want to move. Those healthy habits are key to you living the life of your dreams. And when you slow down and notice why you do the things you do, like maybe go for that second or third glass of wine at night, or have that sweet treat or something sweet every day around 2 or right after lunch, or not using that gym membership that you have had for quite some time, the reason may surprise you. And slowing down and noticing and just thinking about the why behind not doing the things you want to can be uncomfortable, because you may see that you're either avoiding, you're using these things to mask or to cope, and you didn't even realize it. In our coaching sessions, we will explore your why you want to change, what you can add to your life, not take away, in order to have the life you want. And that's what I love about this program. I am a believer that when you appreciate what you have right in front of you and add those positive things to your life, as you build that habit of gratitude, the habit of enjoying your food, enjoying regular movement, and loving the skin you're in, success is inevitable. So for example, maybe you can't imagine life without French fries or Chick-fil-A or cinnamon rolls. Great. Don't live without those things. I will never tell you to cut things out. I won't tell you to not have red meat or gluten or whatever you may have heard from other health professionals. What I will suggest is adding in items that benefit you, adding in activity, adding in the healthy foods that can help fuel your body so that you can have the energy and the life and the fun you want in this wild life. So you may have heard me talk about this before. You know, try to add a fruit or vegetable or maybe both to every single meal. So it could be a handful of berries. If you're having that burger, could you make it into a salad so you have a bunch of vegetables, or at least pile that lettuce on into the sandwich? If you're having morning muffin or cereal, can you add a handful of carrots or apples and nut butter? I know, carrots for breakfast, that just sounds weird, but changing your mindset around what is included in certain meals is everything. It's personally changed my life. So let me ask this question again that we started off this episode with. What's going well for you? When you think about today or yesterday or this past week, what went well? Was it a project at work? Did you get to see your kid try out for the school play? Did you go for a walk 3 times last week? Did you move your phone across the room and not scroll at night? What's going well for you right now? When I first start working with clients, this question can be challenging. It's human nature to immediately go to what you didn't do, what's not going well, or even how you were bad in the past week. We tend to beat ourselves up or feel guilty because of the few things we didn't do, instead of focusing in on the 20 things that that were great. Does that sound familiar to you? So I ask again, what's going well for you? What do you want to acknowledge and celebrate that you did this week? That you accomplished? That you're experiencing right now? This ritual that we do in every session is so important. And as you practice finding something to recognize that's going well in your life, it soon becomes a habit. I hope you found some interesting nuggets in this shorter episode this week. I love doing these and I hope you're loving it. If you are, I would so appreciate if you would share this with a friend or a family member. You can text it, you can share it through social, whatever you like to do. This is my 25th episode. I've been going for 6 months now with the podcast, and I really want it to grow. I really want to reach folks with this message, information about health, habit, just living a wild and freed life. So if you could, I would really appreciate that if you'd share it with someone today. Also, don't forget, we have a promotion going on right now for podcast listeners only. So you know that the discovery session with me is free, whether you sign up for the 12-week program or not. If you sign up for the 12-week or 90-day total transformation program with me, you'll also get the first session free. So that's 1 out of 12 sessions for free if you sign up by the end of March of 2024, if you're listening in real time. And I would love to talk with you. And there's only a few slots available. So definitely take advantage of this offer. If you're sharing the podcast out with friends or family, if they hear this, they can also reference the promotion going on in March. So definitely check out the show notes for details. You can sign up for a discovery call. You can check out my YouTube channel. If you're not watching this, you're listening to it on any of the podcast networks. But thank you so much for listening in, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope you feel free to take action toward building the life of your dreams. If something in this episode resonated with you, I would so appreciate it if you would text it to a girlfriend so she can hear the message as well. Until next time, stay wild.